All right, that's what we're doing. We're energizing EAM here at Inforum 2019. We're broadcasting from this wonderful event. A lot of people are just hanging around, looking, learning, and all that great stuff. And I'm telling you right now, we've got a great interview for you, and his name is Soma, and I'm not going to give you the last name. Just not. He said I don't have to. Soma, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. We're going to make this quick because he's a busy man, and we're going to be talking a little bit about just info from a strategic point of view, where we're going, and then let's start talking a little bit about past, present, future for our listeners out there, and then the challenges, and then we're going to wrap it up. How's that?
Sounds good.
Oh, I like that. Okay. So give us a little background of how long you've been with Infor and involved, and for the listeners out there.
Yeah, sure. I have this, I don't know whether it is, I should say how long I've been with Infor. I'm actually employee number one with Infor.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're number, do you have a tag on you, something like that? It's like,
yeah, the CEO of Whole Foods, when he met, he just sent me two t-shirts, said number one Soma in my back. So
no way.
So I've been with Infor from the beginning. Infor started with the idea that industry-specific applications that solve specific set of industries instead of trying to solve something for the whole world,
right,
is a better approach to go to market. So I happened to write a product that was only going after food and beverage and chemical companies that actually was bought by Golden Gate, which started Infor. So I've been with Infor from day one.
How many years is that? Just so that you give, because here's the funny thing there, Soma. It's a company that people don't really know much about, but you guys are making tremendous impact in the world of business, industry, manufacturing. So how long is that?
Infor started in 2002. That's 17 years.
Amazing.
So it, you know, I go back further from that. And I wrote a product in the early 90s, which then got bought by a company which started Infor. So
yeah.
So that's my background in terms of how I came into Infor. I run R&D. I've always run R&D, and more recently, I now have responsibility for cloud operations, global support, and our customer success management team.
It seems to me, and I've been interviewing a number of people, that technology as a whole, Soma, has just, it seemed like there was this stagnant level, and then all of a sudden, this curve of just exploding. Is it sort of attributed to the cloud and the solutions and the ability of the cloud?
There's cloud is certainly a factor, for sure. But there's more to it than cloud. So what people did in the late 90s is that everyone hurried up because of Y2K and put in an ERP.
Yes.
And that worked okay. They put in a lot of customization, sweat, blood and tears to get this thing live. But then came along several other areas of automation, such as travel and expenses or human capital management and asset management like EAM. All these other areas came up. So that actually created a broader footprint which needed to be handled.
Yep.
And so which led to, you know, all these different applications have to be managed in your data center, which is not the best place to do it.
No, it's not.
So hence the cloud really creates an opportunity to get these things running in the cloud, not have to, the IT folks should be more a business partner versus having to look at the wiring behind all these different applications and manage the upkeep. And that's, so cloud is definitely one. Second is I happened to work in the world, in the industry in the 1980s, where there was no Google to go to. There was no such thing. So people made decisions based on what they had in as experience in their head.
Right.
So fast forward to 2019, people use information to make decisions, right? So analytics became a huge component of how people work. And in order to do proper analytics, you need access to all the data. And you need to be able to crunch this data to be able to make decisions. And that, again, creates an opportunity.
And it is. But I remember putting on my old hat. I was with PwC for a number of years. One of the challenges that we had was the ability to be able to take all that data And I mean, it was just a tsunami of data, and be able to make decisions associated with that data in that tsunami. And how do you take that data and slice it out and say, that's important, that's noise, that's important, and that's noise? That's the challenge.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I could speak from an Infor standpoint, right?
Yes.
So our whole thesis behind Infor, like I said, is industry specificity. And two is building what I call suites. So in my example, having the ERP for the industry integrated with asset management, because if you're in a food and beverage company,
yep,
by definition, you have critical assets. And if they go
yes,
down,
you, do.
You can't run your manufacturing.
That's right.
And so integrating that together, making this as one solution versus, you know, seven different solutions for asset management and budgeting, planning is a different system. So we created this suite approach, right? So that when you deliver a suite, we also, because we needed to get information from application A to application B to make them talk, why not use that same mechanism to leverage that pushed into a data lake where we can actually get access to all this data
Brilliant.
In a harmonized fashion
Brilliant.
So that we can provide insights, right? That is not for the faint of heart, but it took us eight plus years to get there. And we believe that we have some sort of a unique recipe here, right? We have industry suites, we have industry data. We also bought this company called GT Nexus, which now
yes.
is called Infor Nexus,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
allows our customers to communicate collaboratively on a platform with their trading partners and their logistics provider, which gives you visibility into the extended supply chain, which has now network data. So you have network data, you have your enterprise data all in one place. It becomes a good place to go build analytics and deliver that out of the box for the industry, as well as do AI.
So just so that your listeners out there, this is what's sort of interesting about what you're, and correct me if I'm wrong, someone. What you had these systems that had collection of data, but none of them talked. So if you wanted to get some information on financials, you had to go to this system. If you needed to get something for operations, you got to go over here. But none of them talked. But now what you're saying from that suite component, you're able to say, yep, pull that data in, put it together, create the analytics that is meaningful from a business perspective.
That is exactly right. Yeah. I mean, that what you just described is not for the faint of heart.
No.
So, instead of each customer doing it themselves, why can't we deliver, maybe not 100% of the way, but if you can deliver 80% of the content out of the box,
huge.
It's a huge benefit for the customers.
Huge. And be able to do it effectively. Because what I find, the problem is, and once again, I look at data and I'm thinking, is that relevant? And having the analytics behind it to say, yeah, that data is relevant. And once again, being able to be efficient in my analysis of that data. That's huge.
Yes.
Okay, so where do you see it going? I mean, this is today. This is what's happening today. And it's, of course, it's heavy lifting.
Right.
But where do you see it going?
Yeah, so there are a few things we can do. Number one is if more and more customers get to the cloud and by industry, now not only I can provide analytics for that particular customer, but now we can do benchmarking. Like, for example, because Infor Nexus is a platform lots of retailers use, we actually can see a spike in shipments coming out of Vietnam and a dip in China because of all the trade war that is currently going on. So as an example, right? So we can provide industry benchmarks, industry leading indicators in terms of what's happening, right? So that is something that we can leverage as we go forward a lot more. Right, so that's number one. Number two is that AI. You know, we are going to be announcing
yep.
a platform tomorrow, but then platform is only one part of the story. Right, it's actually creating use cases that are industry specific that solves a problem in healthcare for inventory optimization, or in distribution in price optimization, and in Nexus predictive ETA. When your shipment's going to arrive and provide self-healing. If I know that something's going to be disrupted, why can't the system automatically adjust to satisfy the customer's demand? So all of those things are still coming, right? So
it's a journey, Soma. Yes. It is a journey. You never reach the end. It's like you just never. Because you've been in the industry for a long time.
Yes. Not to say that you're old. I started coding at 12.
But you've seen tremendous evolution in how people are looking at business and leveraging technology to their advantage. And like I said, long ago, I did Indus Passport and PeopleSoft. And the thought of creating those unique interfaces was just enough to blow your mind, because it just didn't happen. But it seems like today, people are smarter and they're faster, and the implementations don't take as long. But then you, Infor, are looking at not just the implementation, but it's that relationship.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yes. I would also say one other thing. You know, we talked about data. There are two ingredients to, I think, innovation in my mind. One's data.
Yeah.
And the second is APIs, right? So.
Yes. But yes.
Yeah. So let me give you an example. So if I, if I'm traveling later tonight or tomorrow to from New Orleans to New York, right? So when I go to my Delta app to check in,
yep.
you see a Uber button there, right? So
yep.
If I say, yep, you know, schedule Uber for me, I don't need to log on to Uber. It automatically does it behind the scenes, connecting with Uber, scheduling a car, because they know when the check-in time is, they know where you live, how much time it takes to get there at that time of the day. So they can automatically do that. That's what the API allows you to do, right?
Brilliant.
So we have built thousands and tens of thousands of APIs into our industry suites that
Huge.
Will drive the next, sort of generation of, capabilities in terms of business transformation. I think APIs and data will rule the world.
Okay. Now, I can keep on going forever, but apparently people are looking at me as we speak. So we're going to have to wrap this up. But for the listeners out there, can you say your last name for me?
It is Soma Sundaram. You pronounce it as it's written.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. You know, now I'm going to walk away with my head down low. You just ripped it out of me. Soma, it was an absolute pleasure. You guys are running and gunning. Beautiful event here. Wonderful, wonderful job you guys are doing. Love the technology. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining the Energizing EIM. We're going to have another great conversation coming up. And I believe we're together.
All right.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, I'm back in the studio after a wonderful event called Inforum 2019, and you're listening to Energizing EAM Podcast. Wonderful, wonderful interview by Mr. Soma, communicating that powerful vision for Infor. You want to know more about Infor? You want to know more about Infor EAM? You need to go out to industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Hey, that's where I'm removing the friction. You've got a toolkit out there, an Infor toolkit with reports, with information, with content that'll make you a better professional, and how to just use that powerful tool in your organization. And if you're considering it, that's where you need to go, as well as all the other information out there. We've got free access to the Industrial Academy. And every time you sign up for the Industrial Academy, I provide a free license to future industrial leaders. All out on industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Thank you again. Thank you for joining Energizing EAM. We're going to have some more great interviews coming up. And then once again, thank you to Mr. Soma for joining us. Incredible, incredible, powerful vision for Infor. Thank you very much. As always, stay safe, and we will talk soon.